312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's Nick DiGilio here, and we are about to talk about TV shows that were based on movies, movies that became TV shows. You know, we just finished talking with Matthew Hoffman, who's hosting a couple of screenings of the 1968 classic science fiction movie, The Planet of the Apes, which went on to have several sequels, and of course, it became a TV series as well. So I wanted to talk about it. Now, so I was looking it up on Wikipedia to see, you know, to see some of the TV shows that were based on movies, and I can't believe how many there. I mean, there are a lot. Dan, you saw this list.
Yes, it is quite extensive.
And it, but this covers, this also covers like the sort of animated things that I didn't even know existed. Like, for instance, Ace Ventura: Pet Detective. That was an animated TV series. Which is really strange, considering the content of the movie. You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I remember the first time I saw Ace Ventura, the first of like 7,000 times that I would see that movie. When I first saw it, I thought it was going to be a kid's movie because I saw the commercials for it. Oh, look, it's the wacky white guy from Living Color. And it, this is a kid's movie. He's Ace Ventura, the pet detective. Within 5 minutes, I was like, this is not for kids at all. And it was a really raunchy, pushing the envelope for a PG-13 comedy that established, you know, Jim Carrey's sense of humor. And I was like, I had to, like, because there's a scene in the movie where, the first 5 minutes of the movie, where there's a sexual encounter that he has with a woman, you know, where he's like hanging from the ceiling and all kinds of stuff is happening below the waist. And I was like, this is not for children. And yet they turned it into an animated show. Dan, did you ever see the animated show?
I did not.
Esmeralda, did you ever see the Ace Ventura Pet Detective animated series?
No.
Nick, I would run across it every now and then. And the thing that I remember about it is the voice actor who plays Jim Carrey's character, Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Sounded just like Jim Carrey.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Convincing.
I know you can take, you know, adult things and make children's things out of it, but I don't know, Ace Ventura just seemed a little weird to me, considering all the considering all the stuff that was in that movie. That was one of those movies, Esmeralda, that when we weren't watching the Mambo Kings, Oaken and I were watching Ace Ventura.
Oh boy!
So it was
what
the,
a double feature.
Mambo Kings and Ace Ventura. I don't care. Ace Ventura, both of them make me laugh my ass off. I think both of them are hilarious. The scene in the second one, Dan, did you see the second Ace Ventura?
I did.
The scene where he like comes out of the butt end of the rhino. That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. One of the most funniest and most disgusting things I've ever seen in my life. And it was genius. Esmeralda, have you seen any of the Ace Ventura movies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love them. All right. We got some people who are calling in right now. You got texts. We're talking about TV shows that were based on movies. Here is Mark on WGN. Hey, Mark.
Greetings from Cleveland.
Hey.
Yeah, a couple things for you. Did you know that there were two different TV series based on Casablanca?
I knew about the terrible one in the 80s. But there was
David Soul, yeah.
Yeah, with David Soul. It was terrible.
Apparently, there was an equally terrible one in the 50s. It was originally supposed to star Anthony Quinn, but instead they got some, you know, undistinguished tough guy actor named Charles McGraw to play the lead role, mm-hmm. and it lasted 10 episodes.
Wow. Why would you even try that?
Well, the same reason Hollywood does so many sequels, reboots, and remakes. It's a pre-sold property.
Yeah, but man, you don't want to mess with Casablanca. That's one of the greatest movies ever made.
Well, yeah, I guess they learned their lesson after that David Soul series.
Yeah, I remember when I totally remember the David Soul series. One of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah. From worst to best, I would like to tell you how the opening credits of Brooklyn Nine-Nine have a connection with an animated spinoff of a live-action franchise.
Oh, all right.
Okay, you know how you see Andy Samberg holding up a policeman action figure from
yeah.
the back?
Yeah.
There's actually Kerry Mahoney from Police Academy, the animated series.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Yeah, that was another R-rated movie they made into a cartoon. Right,
yeah, exactly. The Police Academy animated series, it made that into a cartoon as well. Yeah.
There was also Rambo cartoon and two different RoboCop cartoons.
Right. I remember talking about the Rambo cartoon. Why would you make a cartoon out of Rambo? That's so weird.
Because he was famous and kids knew who he was, and they were hoping to compete with G.I. Joe.
Yeah. All right. All right, Mark. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Take care. Dan, did you ever watch the Rambo animated series?
Can't say that I did.
Or the RoboCop animated series?
No.
RoboCop is the most inappropriate movie to make a cartoon for kids out of. I mean, Dan, you've seen RoboCop.
I have, yes.
I mean, good Lord. I remember when I screened it last year. I screened it last year, and Eric was sitting behind me. Eric Childress was sitting behind me. And there's a scene where the machine malfunctions and blows this guy, one of the executives, away. They're up in the boardroom, up in the high rise, in the boardroom, and they're testing out this new robot that's going to be law enforcement in the streets of Detroit. And it malfunctions, and it just like shoots this guy. Well, with a couple of machine guns. Well, we're watching it at my screening at the Rosemont 18, and all of a sudden, Eric and I go, "Oh my God!" We got all excited because it was the X-rated version. Because the guy gets shot like 7,000 times, and the blood squibs go everywhere. And we realized after the second cutaway back to the machine guns that we were watching the X-rated version. And I got to screen the X-rated version of RoboCop with all the extra violence. Like RoboCop needed more violence. I know what we need to do with RoboCop. We need to add a little more violence to it. I can't imagine how they can make a children's cartoon out of RoboCop. But they did it. Alien Nation was a TV series based on a movie. And I can't remember who was in the TV series. I remember it was on Fox. The movie was Mandy Patinkin. Is that right? As the alien? And I remember James Caan was the human cop. And the movie was pretty good. Alien Nation was pretty good. And then they made a series out of it. I just can't remember who was in the series. But it ran on Fox.
Gary Graham and Eric Pierpoint were your two men.
Oh, those guys. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, those guys. Yeah. And, well, you know the most recent one that just ended, Ash vs. Evil Dead, starring my future ex-wife, Esmeralda's best friend, Dana DiLorenzo, who, by the way, will be appearing at Flashback Weekend. I wonder who's going to do her Q&A. Dan, do you have any idea who might be doing Dana DiLorenzo's Q&A when she's at Flashback Weekend?
Oh, I have no clue.
I would not be able to figure it out between the three hosts, between Steve and Heather and myself. Who do you think would be qualified to do the Dana DiLorenzo?
You might just have to grab somebody from the crowd.
Yeah,
I
can't imagine anybody.
Svengoolie?
Svengoolie. Oh, yeah, Sven's going to be there, too. And they have, like, a reunion of Child's Play and then a reunion of Fright Night, both movies directed by Tom Holland. Tom Holland's going to be there, and they're going to show Friday night. They're going to show Child's Play on the big outdoor screen, introduced by the director and part of the cast, the original cast of Child's Play. And then on Saturday night, they're going to show Fright Night. Tom Holland, the director, writer, and most of the cast of Fright Night are going to be out there to introduce it, and we're going to watch it outside on the big movie screen. Just two of the highlights. Svengoolie will be there. Svengoolie will be part of the costume contest, as he is every year. And I always get to introduce him, which I'm thrilled about. And, of course, I'm going to do Dana's Q&A. What, are you kidding me? So it's going to be great. Dana's going to be there. But Ash vs. Evil Dead, a fantastic TV show. And that's another one. That's another project that I was very, very, you know, skeptical about until I saw the finished product. And season three just ended. That's the end of the series. It's done, and they did a great job with it. Of course, Dana's fantastic on it, and everybody involved in it should be very proud. And so that's a case where the TV show was just as good as the original movies that it was based on. So, all right, you guys want to jump in here? There are tons of TV shows that were based on movies, and some are good and some are bad. Some are actually classics, and we'll get to some of those as well. 312-981-7200. First, we got a break here for weather and for traffic. I love this. I love this song. Oh, God, I haven't heard this in years. The Cutting Crew. Wow. Don requested Cutting Crew. I've been in love before. Wildcard Wednesday. You hear me, Wildcard Wednesday? Any artist, any song, anything? That's fantastic. I love that song. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We're talking about TV shows that were movies, movies that became TV shows, and so on and so forth. And we want to hear from you at 312-981-7200. Esmeralda, you know when we were having we were playing For the Record yesterday? And then, by the way, that was fun. That was fun. And Skip did a fantastic job. When we started talking about the Neville brothers because of Robbie Neville, who's not related.
Right.
I just realized that Aaron Neville had a really great song in the 80s. That's Aaron Neville's son, Ivan Neville. Now, he's not one of the brothers. Aaron is his father, and the other three are his uncles, obviously, if you understand family trees, which I know you do. But Ivan Neville had this song called Falling Out of Love. And it was used in... Dan, can you find Falling Out of Love by Ivan Neville? That's Aaron Neville's son, nephew of the other Neville brothers. And he's still touring and doing music and stuff. So, it's not just the brothers. The entire family has a lot of musical talent. But anyway, he had this song, and the one distinctive thing about it... Esmeralda, did you ever see the movie Skin Deep?
No,
with John Ritter? It's a wacky comedy. I thought maybe they showed it on Comedy Central.
I don't think so.
No. Dan, have you ever seen Skin Deep?
I have not.
It's a pretty funny movie. There's an extended scene with glow that involves glow in the dark condoms. That's in the movie, so that they could just do one joke. Like there's a whole visual long scene where all you see are a couple of glow in the dark condoms. And then the whole scene goes on forever, and it's a funny scene. The visual is very, very funny. It's a guy walks in on John Ritter with his girlfriend, and then all hell breaks loose. But they set this whole thing up because, he gets it, and John Ritter ends up getting arrested. And the reason why he gets arrested, I can't say on the air. But that's the only reason it's in the movie. This whole glow-in-the-dark condom sequence is in the movie just so that the punchline could be, he got arrested for blank fighting. I think you can figure it out. I think, but anyway, this movie, Skin Deep, Ritter's really good in it. It's a really good, but it's bearded Ritter. He's really good in it. It's good. And this Ivan Neville song. Did you find it? Who wants to have his way? I just can't keep still, and I. Falling out of love. Sometimes it feels like I'm running out of time. So this was a moderate hit, and it's used at the very beginning of Skin Deep. Like the opening scene in Skin Deep is that song. And I was like, oh, that's a really cool song. So I bought the whole album. And it's not bad, but that's Ivan Neville, yet another Neville who's not related to Robbie Neville. Who did C'est la vie. All right, we are talking about TV shows from movies, and we're going to get back to that. Everybody hang on. If you want to jump in, talk or text, 312-981-7200. And we'll talk more about that coming up after the news, which is next. Nick DiGilio here. You can always count on a funny hat whenever this kind of music is playing. 630 area code. That's Jamiroquai with Runaway. Wildcard Wednesday. You hear me? Wildcard Wednesday. Any artist, any song, anything, get them in now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. And my main man, the great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. We are talking about movies that became TV shows based on films. And there have been a ton of them, and we've barely scratched the surface, so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We want to hear from you at 312-981-7200. Here's Dan on WGN. Hey, Dan.
Hey, first let me just say, you and your whole team do a great job. I'm a third-shift truck driver, and your radio show is fun every night. So thanks to you and your whole team.
No, I appreciate that, Dan. We have a great time doing it, so I appreciate that.
Hey, two shows real quick. I love The Odd Couple.
Yeah.
I love Jack Klugman. He was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you know, that was a play, then a movie, then a TV series. And then they redid it. They redid the TV series. They did, you know, they redid it twice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they did a female version. They did a female version of it. I believe Sally Struthers was on it. And then they just did another version of it with Thomas Lennon and Dan, do you remember who the other? Matthew Perry. Matthew Perry, right.
Yeah, Matthew Perry. Yeah. And then the other one real quick I was going to say was Bates Motel.
Yeah.
And that's a freaky one, and I still love that one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's another show that I was going to be skeptical about, you know, until I saw it, and it's really good.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, really good. All right,
well,
Dan.
Again, have a great night.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. 312-981-7200. So, hey, did you know, Dan, that Back to the Future had an animated series?
I did. I watched it.
You watched it?
I did.
How was it?
It was all right. I mean, it wasn't great. It was interesting. I only think I stayed with it a few episodes because for that reason. But yeah, it kind of focused more on Doc and his family traveling through history, and Marty would show up occasionally, but it was more about Doc and the kids and his wife.
Oh, so this takes place after
post
part three.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's post part three because he didn't have a family in the first two movies. Okay. Hey, do you know? Hey, Dan, do you know what my next film club screening is?
Ah, that's a good question.
It's Back
to
the Future.
I'm still trying to work it on who Dana DiLorenzo is going moderator going to be.
That's right. Who's the moderator for the Q&A for Dana going to be? It's Back to the Future, the original Back to the Future, as part of our fantastic Zemeckis Fest that's happening all summer long. It's our tribute to the great Robert Zemeckis, Chicago's very own and one of the best directors of all time, and one of the best movies ever made. And I say that without any hyperbole. It really is one of the best movies ever made. Back to the Future will be Tuesday, June 12th. Tickets are on sale right now at amctheaters.com. Only $10 to get in. Get there a little early. Have some dinner. I'll introduce the movie at 8 o'clock. We'll watch the movie together, and then we'll talk about it afterwards with some behind-the-scenes stories and all kinds of cool stuff. Come on out. Let's pack the place. It's the original Back to the Future, one of the most classic American movies ever made. Bring the whole family. Come on out. If you've never seen it on the big screen, it's going to be 4K restoration, a digital print. It's going to look fantastic on the big, giant premiere screen at our theater. So it's Tuesday, June 12th, Back to the Future as part of Zemeckis Fest. I will host the screening. You guys show up and get your tickets right now. Reserve your seats right now. AMCtheaters.com. I got a feeling that this one is going to sell out. I got a feeling that we're going to have a really big crowd. So you might want to get in there and reserve your seats now for this one. And it's AMCtheaters.com. But I've never seen the animated series. So, how about, boy, oh boy, Blue Thunder. That was a movie, and they made a TV series out of that, and it was on at the same time as Airwolf. So it was the two helicopter cop shows that were on opposite each other. Airwolf had Jan Michael Vincent and Ernest Borgnine, and Blue Thunder had James Franciscus? James Farentino was in the TV version of Blue Thunder, and it wasn't good, but the movie's great. Those are those three actors that I get mixed up all the time. There's James Farentino, there's James Franciscus, and there's Tony Francioso. That's pre Dylan McDermott, Dermot Mulroney. That's with the original. Those are the original Dylan McDermott, Dermot Mulroney, and there's three of them. James Farentino, James Franciscus, and Tony Francioso. Like, who's who? All right. Also, Dumb and Dumber, by the way, had a had an animated version, too. So did every Jim Carrey movie have an animated? Is there a Liar Liar animated version?
Truman Show.
Yeah, the animated Truman Show version, yeah.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. That was kind of sad.
Oh, man. All right, here's Paul on WGN. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
I got one for you that was first a TV show, then a movie, then it was a TV show again, and that's The Fugitive.
Yeah, The Fugitive started out, well, I mean, yeah, with David Janssen, the very first one, and then they did shot the movie here with Harrison Ford, which is classic, and then they did do another version of The Fugitive again.
Yeah, so, with Tim Daly.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. All right, Paul, thanks.
All right, sure.
I kind of forgot about the Tim Daly TV series, but yeah. He's one of the two guys from Wings. That's the... what the hell's the other guy's name? Steven Weber, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's the two guys from Wings. I can never... I don't know which one... I always describe whatever projects they're in, that's one of the guys from Wings. One of the two guys from Wings. So, I watched it when it came on, but... They had a TV series basically of Animal House called Delta House, and the only actor who appeared in the movie and the TV, maybe D-Day did too, maybe Bruce McGill did too. I just remember Stephen First was in Flounder from Animal House was in Delta. Delta House was terrible. I couldn't help but be terrible. It was on ABC, and I was very excited to watch it because Animal House was a pivotal movie in my life and one of my favorite things ever. Just recently, The Exorcist became a TV show that was based on the movie The Exorcist. I think they just canceled that. We'll have to talk with Feinberg about that tomorrow. They did cancel it. Yeah, I forgot it was still on. I thought it was gone a long time ago. Let's see. Here is Bill on WGN. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, let's go way back before you guys were even born. You had radio, movies, and TV, like Roy Rogers, Hopalong Cassidy.
Mm-hmm.
Good questions. They were radio shows and movies, and then they were TV shows.
Yeah, that happened a lot back then. They were all formats.
Right. Well, you even had the Shadow movie.
Mm-hmm.
It became a TV series also. It didn't last.
No.
That
they
couldn't make it. It wouldn't work right.
Yes, right. It's true. Yeah. All right, Bill, thanks.
Okay.
Take care. 574 area code, 815 area code, and Keith in Kansas all say MASH. That's got to be probably one of the bigger ones, or probably one of the most celebrated of all of them. And the movie is so different than the TV show. It's so different. Esmeralda, have you ever seen the movie MASH?
Yeah.
It's so different. Still, I guess it had to be. Steve says, my favorite TV show adapted from a movie has to be Fargo. Each season has been magnificent, especially the last season. Yeah, Fargo is great. It's a great TV show and obviously a great movie. And it's in that, it's really not a TV show that's truly based on the characters in the movie. There's a relationship to them, but it's in that universe. It feels like the Coen brothers. That's the thing about it. They do a good job with it. Russ says, don't forget about the recent Lethal Weapon and Taken. Yeah, why Taken? What the? Can't get Liam Neeson's. Don't do it. Lethal
How
Weapon.
How often can people get Taken? Of the same person, though.
The same guy. Well, he's his job to help people who get taken.
Okay, so he's helping strangers at one point.
Yeah, it's not. His wife and daughter don't get kidnapped every week.
Just be like, and then his cousin gets taken. His second cousin. Like, man.
He had the worst luck in the world with his family and friends because they all get taken. Liam Neeson's. Did you hear about what happened on Lethal Weapon with Lethal Weapon? The dude got fired?
Yeah, that was a crazy situation.
Yeah. The guy who played Riggs.
Part, yeah.
The Riggs. He got fired. Because he complained about working conditions, but then Damon Wayans like posted a picture on his Instagram where he had shrapnel in the back of his head, and it was because of this actor.
Yeah, the Crawford is the last name, and then it's either Chance or Chase Crawford, and he directed that episode, and you know there was a lot of questions about safety and things
right.
like that.
And he got canned, and you know who replaced him, Esmeralda? You know who replaced him on Lethal
who's
Weapon?
That?
Stifler.
Wow. Well, good for him.
Yeah, good for Stifler. Sean William Scott, right? That's his, That's a guy right there who was always going to be Stifler. You know those? You know when you have that one part that you're forever going to be identified with, no matter what else you do, even if you're good in other stuff. Like he's great in Role Models, and he's been good in other things. He's always, always going to be Stifler. He's always going to be the guy who drank the tainted beer at the party. That he's always going to be Stifler. All right. We have to break here for weather and traffic, and then we want to hear more from you guys. Talk, text 312-981-7200. Movies that became TV shows is the topic. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, it's Wild Card Wednesday. You mean Wild Card Wednesday, Wednesday Wild? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Any song, any artist, anything. John requested Journey, Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin'. It's a jam. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here, and we are talking about movies that became TV shows and TV shows based on movies. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And let's see. Let's talk with Francis on WGN. Hi, Francis. Hi, Francis.
This is Chris.
Oh, okay. You're on the air.
Yeah. The movie I saw was turned into a TV series was War of the Worlds.
I don't remember. I don't remember the TV series.
In the 80s.
Uh-huh.
And it had Philip Akim. A-K-I-M was one of the stars of the show.
I don't remember that at all. Wow.
Oh, it was a really good show.
Oh.
They followed the movie, but it was like a bunch of people got together to fight. But it was called War of the Worlds.
Okay.
And it followed the movie.
No, I don't remember, but yeah. Okay. All right, Francis, thank you. Thank you. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I remember the Tom Cruise Spielberg movie, the remake, which I thought was great. So, let's see. Highlander was a TV show. I remember the Highlander TV show. That was a very popular TV show for a little while. There was also a La Femme Nikita TV show that came on after the movie, La Femme Nikita. So you had those right there. Here's Mark on WGN. Hey, Mark.
Hey, mine was Kid and Play got a Saturday morning cartoon off a House Party.
They made a cartoon version, an animated House Party cartoon version?
It wasn't House Party, but it was a cartoon Kid and Play show because they got the movie.
Oh, okay, because Kid and Play had their own animated series. I guess they just animated anything in the back in those days.
So. Yeah, they should have had an Oscar for the movie instead of a cartoon. Best movie ever.
It's a great movie. I love House Party. It's awesome. All right, thank you, Mark.
Take care.
All right, take care. I love House Party. Let's see. Oh, here's one, Dan, that I know you were kind of upset about. Limitless.
Yeah.
That was obviously a movie with Bradley Cooper and Robert De Niro. Became a TV series. Bradley Cooper was in it.
Right.
Not, he wasn't the lead.
Right.
But he was in it. He executive produced it and everything. And I know you and Eileen liked it.
I love that show.
Yeah.
I mean, I still watch it. It's available on Netflix, and that'll be our, you know, if nothing's on Saturday, we'll just pop it on and have it in the background.
Yeah,
so.
So that was another one that they made a movie out of. And it wasn't very... The weird thing is the movie wasn't successful.
No.
Normally, when you make a TV series out of a movie, the movie was successful.
Right, right. And interesting, it's getting a lot of play on TBS. Like it airs on TBS and MTV once every couple months. So it's kind of, it's got a cult following.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Okay. All right, we're going to break here. We got the news coming up next here on 720 WGN, and then we'll continue talking about TV shows that were movies on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. And it's a Wild Card Wednesday. You hear me, Wild Card Wednesday? Any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. Squat, requesting Blue Suede with Hooked on a Feeling. Now, of course, every time I hear that song, Dan, think of Guardians of the Galaxy. Every single...
Yep.
Every single time. So, all right. Welcome back, everybody. And we are talking about movies that became television shows, TV shows inspired by some movies. And we got a whole bunch of people on the line, and we'll get back to talking about some of these other ones. Dan, it just seems like there's a lot of stuff here that you like, because Friday Night Lights is another.
Yeah.
I mean, considered by many to be one of the best TV series based on a movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And different, because the, you know, different but the same, because Connie Britton played the wife in both,
yeah,
the movie and the TV show. But it was a really nice job of exploring and expanding those characters and,
yeah,
and kind of taking them in different arenas. And obviously when you're on for 5-6 seasons, you know, the initial group from the movie graduated and changed out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a great TV show.
And then another one, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yep.
Which was a movie and then became a TV series. And a lot of people think that the TV series was better than the movie. I'm on the other end of that spectrum.
Right.
Because I'm the only person on the planet that was never... And again, I've talked about this before. It's so in my wheelhouse.
Right.
You know, it's horror. It's vampires. It's attractive ladies kicking ass. You know, it's self-referential. I should... Love it. And I really like the movie. I just think the movie or the TV show should have had Rutger Hauer and Pee Wee Herman in it. Then I might have liked it more. So that's another one. Buffy the Vampire Slayer became a TV show, a very successful one. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, that Hooked on a Feeling. I like the Manfred Mann remake by that better than that, yeah, original Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, a couple of TV shows, that were movies that became TV shows. David Carradine was Shane in the for a short run in the before he became
Grasshopper.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't remember Shane. Well, if it's before...
It was like 67, 68 on ABC or something like that.
Wow, yeah. I don't remember that. I mean, obviously I remember Kung Fu, legendary, but wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It only lasted about a season.
Okay.
And then I know you probably remember CBS, after the success of MASH, tried to make a TV series out of Catch-22.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
It was an absolute disaster.
Why would you do that? That's like the guys in the office saying, "Hey, let's do a TV series based on Casablanca."
They did try to do that.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit earlier. They did it twice. I guess there was a version in the 50s, and then of course
David Soul. Yeah. Wow.
Is he gonna cake?
And I know you probably remember late night in the, mid to late 80s, Nightmare on Elm Street was a TV series.
Yeah. Yeah. They did Freddy's Nightmares.
Yeah, Freddy's Nightmares. Yeah,
Freddy's Nightmares. Cool. That was a very popular TV. Freddy was everywhere in the 80s, man. I mean, it was the Freddy decade.
Well, okay, Nick.
All right, buddy. Take care, man. See ya. 312-981-7200. Here is Scott on WGN. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man. Thanks, buddy.
With Memorial Day coming up, let's kind of go back a little bit. In the late 40s, you had the movie 12 O'Clock High.
Sure.
Which was turned into the TV show in the mid-60s about the B-17 918 Bomber Group. Great TV show.
You know what? I never saw the TV. I've seen the movie many times, and I love the movie. I've not seen the TV show.
Do they rerun
it anywhere? Is it available on streaming or anything?
I think you can catch it on MeTV.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll definitely look for it.
I'll definitely look for it. All right, Scott. Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. We still got a couple more days before the weekend. he's really looking forward to it, Dan. He's very excited about the weekend. It's only Wednesday, man. Got a couple more days to go.
And then Wet Willie.
Oh, here is Trucker Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey. Hey, Nick. Hey, I got a guy. How about Buck Rogers?
Oh, man, Buck Rogers. Yeah, Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
Right. That was a movie first, and then it turned out to be a TV series.
Yeah.
And then there was another one that Alice that was based on Alice Doesn't Live There Anymore.
See, a lot of people don't even remember that, Jeff, that Alice is actually based on the Martin Scorsese movie Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. People,
wasn't Chris Christopherson in it?
Chris Christopherson was in the movie. Harvey Keitel was in the movie. Jodie Foster was in the movie. And, of course, Ellen Burstyn was in it. And, yeah, it's crazy that it turned into Alice, which in turn had a spinoff of Flo.
Yeah, Flo. Well.
So, all right, Jeff, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, bye. All
right, see ya. Yeah, Alice. It's crazy because Alice is you've seen Alice, right, Esmeralda?
No.
You never seen the TV show Alice?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Well, it's wacky, but the movie that it's based on is a Martin Scorsese movie.
How much is actually?
Just the characters are kind of the same.
Because it's just talking like Alice.
It's
a good name.
And Vic Tayback plays Mel, the owner of Mel's Diner, in both the movie and the TV series. That's the one constant. Everything else is sort of, and it became, you know, it's a wacky half an hour sitcom, and so the movie is a melodrama. The movie was like about a single mother trying to raise her kid, you know, and getting a job as a waitress to do so, and trying to work out a new relationship. And it was, you know, I mean, it wasn't really a comedy. And then, of course, you know, they turn it into a TV series where everything is wacky and they're knocking straws off the counter and everybody, you know, weirdo characters come into the diner every day. And tonally, it's so different from the movie that it's really hard to believe that it was based on that series. Or it was based, the movie was, or the TV show was based on that, on the movie. So weird. Alice. I will say this, though. Alice was popular big time in the 70s, and it preceded Kaz on Sunday nights.
Oh, so you watched it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, of course I did. Well,
you didn't want to miss any of a Kaz.
Well, it's also, the great thing was, not only did it precede Kaz, but Linda Lavin, who played Alice at that time, was married to Ron Liebman. So they were the king and queen of Sunday night television, as far as I was concerned. Like, she would be on Alice, and then a half an hour later, after her show, her husband's show, The Greatest, Kaz, would come on. It's one of the greatest nights in television history was when Alice and Kaz were back-to-back. Mr. and Mrs. Ron Liebman. Oh, my God.
Is that how they promoted...
No, they
that hour? Well,
no, they didn't. But
it's
they,
the Rob... It's the Liebman's hour.
The Liebman's family hour. No, but they did do a lot of press. I remember because it was a high profile marriage at that time because they were mm-hmm. both, you know, and they had since, of course, gotten divorced. But a long time ago, they got divorced. But yeah, at that time, they were doing talk shows and stuff, you know, together and going, yeah, we're both on CBS and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm Kaz and I rule. That's what he used to say all the time. I'm Kaz and I rule. And he's right about that, you know.
Right. Did he copyright that?
Yeah, he's Kaz and he rules. I bet people listening, every time I've ever mentioned the TV show Kaz, you know, I bet one person has ever knows what I'm talking about.
There's got to be somebody who just hates that you talk about it because they hate Kaz so much.
You can't hate Kaz.
That's not singular, Esmeralda.
A lot of people hate Kaz?
Oh.
Really?
I don't know if a lot of people hate Kaz. I think
they hate
might,
Rob Liebman.
They hate your enthusiasm for it.
They have nothing wrong with the show. There's nothing wrong with it. They just hate how excited
they just don't like,
you
They
get.
Just don't like the fact that I loved Kaz and that I loved Ron Liebman on Kaz.
I just love the
Well,
enthusiasm.
Hell, then what do they think of Saga? They must completely hate the fact that I love Saga.
Saga's different.
Oh, it is? Okay. Why? They're both things that nobody else knows about that I love.
Saga brings people together.
Right. It's the bridge.
Canadians and Puerto Ricans.
Rob Liebman, though.
Ron Liebman brings
Point
everybody
of contention,
together.
Apparently.
He's Ron Liebman. He's one. What's her face's dad on the Friends.
Well, clearly, people don't like him.
Did they not like him on Friends?
No, again, I think they like him.
They just don't like my enthusiasm for Ron Liebman.
Why are you so happy about him?
I love Ron Liebman.
Why are you so excited?
He's the best. The guy's a Tony Award winning, Emmy Award winning actor.
They don't like your excitement.
You should also, by the way, for all you people who don't like my excitement for Ron Liebman, you should rent a movie called A Night Falls on Manhattan. Sidney Lumet directed it. Andy Garcia. Crime law movie.
And Rob Liebman?
Liebman is amazing in it.
Well, they would love it.
Okay.
Just but stop talking about
it. Here's the thing, though. Two people saw it, and I loved it. So that's another reason why they're going
to
hate it.
Yeah. Well, no, they don't. They don't want to hear anything about how much you love it.
Well, sorry.
It's your excitement. They hate it.
They hate my friend that I love, Kaz. But everything's that they're okay with Saga. All right. Flicker Stick. Are they happy about Flicker Stick? Do they?
No negative text for Flicker Stick.
No negative text for Flicker Stick.
I mean, who's going to hate Flicker Stick? They can't hate Flicker Stick.
They won the only season of Bands on the Run.
VH1 just was like, no, this is a terrible show.
It's a great show. It was the great show.
They probably spent so much money on
That's my favorite reality show of all time, is that one season of Bands on the Run.
Wow.
I'm not flapping gums. It's my favorite reality show of all time. I loved that show.
You might want to stop talking about it. People will get mad.
Yeah.
That you're so excited for something.
Yeah, I might want to stop talking about it on my talk show.
Stop talking about things that you're enthused by.
Yeah. Just so talk about stuff that I'm not enthused by?
Yeah, apparently.
All right.
The ratings will sky high.
Ratings will go sky high if I talking about things that I'm not enthusiastic about.
People will tune in.
Okay, great. Hey, you guys watching the new season of Survivor? I'm not. So let's talk about that for an hour, okay?
That's how it all goes. We just go, have you been watching Survivor? No.
Okay.
All right, well.
I'm watching the new version of SWAT. Is anybody watching that? Because I'm not. We can talk about that if you want.
You know that new Taylor Swift song?
Oh, it's great. Oh, yeah.
I don't know it.
I don't know it. Her version of September? Yeah.
No, you can't talk. Don't talk about it.
No, I don't like it. I can talk about it because I don't like it.
But do you think you'll be so enthused to...
To hate it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
They might not like
I do enthusiastically hate her version of Earth, Wind, and Fire. I can't talk about that either. All right. Guess we'll just talk. Can we talk about plain Jell-O? Is that something that would
don't
be okay?
Don't be enthused by
I'm
it.
I'm not. It's plain Jell-O. How can you be enthused about plain Jell-O?
It's the only criteria.
That's it. So that I can talk on my talk show. I can talk about whatever I want. I have a plaque right there on the sidewalk.
Oh, man. I like that.
And you know why I have it? Because I love Kaz. That's why I have that plaque on the sidewalk.
Kaz paid for that.
That's right. That's right.
It's all Kaz. Kaz money.
All right. We got a break. We're late. Esmeralda, we're late.
It's fine.
All right.
Don't be enthused.
I'm not enthused. I hate the weather. You know, I'm very enthusiastic about this band, but I better keep it under wraps. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Hide your enthusiasm,
yeah,
man.
That's right.
Don't be
that's what
excited.
I'm known for on this radio station is being unenthusiastic.
You're the most enthusiastic person I know.
Kathy requested Men at Work and Down Under. That's what everybody learned what a Vegemite sandwich was when that song came out.
Mm.
You ever have Vegemite?
I've tried it.
It's terrible.
I don't mind it.
Really?
I don't think I could eat a whole sandwich.
Whew. I thought it was brutal.
No, I like it salty, savory.
Yeah. Maybe it was a long time ago when I tried it. You know, I've developed better
right.
better palate now.
I don't think I could eat a whole piece of toast with that.
Colin Hay can.
Oh, well, yeah. That's all they're given, right, in Australia?
That's it.
Kangaroo burgers. Just going to get phone calls like,
you are, yeah.
Disparaging Australia.
Here's Rich on WGN. Hi, Rich.
Hi. Good morning, Nick.
Morning.
Hey, I got a movie that you could be enthusiastic about if it became a TV series. We all could. That would be Gymkhana, of course.
Well, that goes without saying. That if they made it the TV, where's Bryce? Brian's got to be listening, right, Brian?
Yeah.
He's got to be listening. The Gymkhana, the TV series. I can see I can see that being on USA. I can definitely see that being a USA show.
Well, most definitely. while I was at home, I thought of one that was a series, that was a movie, and that was Private Benjamin.
Oh, that's right. They did make a TV series out of Private Benjamin.
I think 2 seasons worth it.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
But the ones I called about, seminal in my life as a little kid, one was Voice to the Bottom of the Sea.
Oh, sure.
Whose first season was really, it was such a far cry from what it became with all the, sci-fi monsters and stuff.
But right.
The first season was a fairly serious, earnest attempt to show espionage and counterculture and all kinds of worlds.
Right.
World threats. It was a pretty decent series.
Right.
But I was very happy that I had the opportunity finally to mention, I'm embarrassed to say, probably what is my favorite film of all time, because I saw it as a little kid, and it just blew me away. It became the catalyst of my creativity and all this stuff. Was a Fantastic Voyage.
Sure.
It was a TV series. It was a cartoon.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great classic movie too. Rich, thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Okay, we have to get out of here, Esmeralda. Gotta get the hell out. So I'll see you tomorrow.
Jeez.
Dan Feinberg is going to join us to talk to
me,
and we got a lot more too. And I'll do the hour on Kaz that I've always wanted.
The hourly, you do it every night.
That's exactly right. Okay, we'll take a break. Esmeralda, see you tomorrow. The news is up next.